explicit. Give me some of that wine and waivers. Explicit podcast.
And I am just here for the booze. No, I'm just kidding.
I think we all are.
All right, guys, welcome back to Wine and Waivers. What's going on?
Yo, motherfuckers! We got a bunch of guests in the house.
A lot of them.
So I like you said ghosts.
I said guests, but guests. I might have said ghosts.
That's fine.
Yes, ghosts.
They're actually ghosts.
Ghosts? Guests?
We have four motherfucking guests in the house tonight. We got Josh. Say hello.
Yeah, it's a sausage.
Josh is back.
So we're back, bitches.
Josh. And then we got Bobby.
No pigs feet.
Bobby, the pussy slayer puns back at you, baby.
Otherwise known as Briefcase Bobby.
We got two newbies here. Introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Errol. I'm really nervous.
I'm joking. Hi, I'm Errol. I'm really not nervous.
Yes, he is.
His palms are sweaty.
Yeah, no, his knees weak. Arms are heavy. He's rubbing on his sweater already.
Mom's spaghetti.
There's mom's spaghetti on his mom's spaghetti already.
And I'm Jordan. My Spanish nickname is Jorge.
All right, that fucks. I'm relating to you as Jorge from now on. All right, the whole podcast, that is Jorge. So, Carly, what's our hot word this week?
Our hot word this week apparently is oh.
No, it's not. It's bro.
Bro. I forgot to be on that. Sorry.
Well, you said it once now.
The girls say oh a lot, but the boys say bro a lot, and we're trying not to lose this week.
Yeah,
so the hot word is...
The hot word? Not the hot word. Hoss.
The hot word is bro.
All right.
Sup, bro?
Bro.
Exactly. Well, all right, now that counts as one for you.
No. Wow.
Yes, it does.
We're starting
We're figuring it out right now.
Now.
Here.
I gotta get them all out of my system right this second.
So, anyone who says...
Bro. Carly's a little sassy today because her makeup looks like
it's
shit.
It's been a lot. Okay, so first of all, we'll get into that, but anyone who says bro the most is losing the... Or is going into the challenge this week. And speaking of challenges, might I just say, y'all need to watch our video that we created because Diane and I did work on our makeup this week.
I was slightly impressed. Coming from someone who like loves makeup, like I thought, I mean, part of it was not great, I'll say, but probably better than most people could do.
Yeah, the blindfolded makeup challenge was very entertaining. Honestly, we had a great day with it. It was hilarious.
Out in public. Lots of stares.
Yeah, I mean, lots I got
stares. Okay, so Carly, look at the camera so everyone can see.
Let us gingerly touch tips.
We're going to gingerly touch tips.
We got to drink our make ultras.
Cheers, yeah.
Our bro ultras.
All right, well, I'm gonna get to the red wine this week. This
really
is I'm gonna
makeup.
Say that this is a guest wine because somebody brought this.
Jorge, you're cut off.
Dude, the fact that you literally projected your lips like towards the mic when you
like
did
my
that.
DSLs today.
Oh, Carly had like half of a DSL.
Enter from the right side only.
The right side only.
I'm gonna say something. You know when Lady Gaga dresses up like a drag queen in that movie A Star Is Born?
Didn't see that.
You didn't see A Star Is
Born? Are you?
It looks like Carly.
That looks like Carly, right? Yeah. That looks like Carly.
I'm not okay.
Carly's offended that I didn't see A Star Is
Born. I'm highly offended.
Oh, and not what I said, but that
she's triggered.
I'm highly erect. I'm just kidding.
Prove it.
Stand up. Hold out. Let's see it. All right.
Whip it out.
Diane, what is
oh my god, this is going out to Dominic Scavo. I don't know how you say his last name. He brought this to our Friendsgiving, and I approve. It's Bully Hill.
I don't approve because of the percentage.
Yeah, listen, if I knew this is a pussy-ass wine, when I drank it, I would have been upset. But
I like the label, though.
Now, wait a second. He's someone
cool.
who's getting into wine, so, you know, give him a break.
Yeah,
give
so
a break.
He's trying to... He knows
that we drink wine, though.
He's super attractive.
He's edging on the wine.
I like to edge to myself sometimes.
This is a half-and-half dry sweet wine, and it's 11%, and it's called Love My Goat. By Bully
Hill.
Dude, I thought my beer laptop was just about to be spilled.
That just did not sound right, especially coming off the last conversation.
I was kind of hoping you'd spray it on my face.
I'm imagining you love my goat.
I thought we'd blow it all over my face.
Just blow it on my face.
Anyways, it's good, so fuck it. On to the next one.
All right, I got the motherfucking white in the house here. Actually, it's just fucking Trader Joe's.
Look, Trader Joe's is the shit.
Trader Joe's.
For everyone up near...
Charles Dickens. Shoblin.
Charles Dickens?
I don't know why I said
that. This wine's called Great Explorations.
It's just a savvy.
Or Expectations.
It's fucking bomb.
Clean. Can we cut that? Let's cut that.
No, it's staying.
Fuck.
Carly, get your life together.
Come on.
Oh,
now.
It's 12.5%.
Yeah, man, you're beating in the red wine game.
Damn, you're coming in hot with that Trader Joe's white wine.
You know, I really like to really suck it down.
Of course you do. We know that about you already, so.
Just relax the throat.
And let's talk about
glug, glug,
what's
glug.
That? Relax. Okay.
Just relax the throat.
Mm-hmm. Jorge, I want to hear more about your intake on relaxing.
Jorge and I have been friends for a long while. He knows all about sucking the throat down.
Oh, well, so you've got a good grasp on that.
When you have two inches to work Bobby with. Easy not challenge. A lot of throat relaxing, so.
Wow.
True.
All right.
True.
All right.
There's a lot of tongue wrapping.
Ew.
Do you guys not do that?
Tongue punching, rather.
Okay, wait. Okay, so
I use the penis.
I have had
a
beer before
bag.
That's called throat puncher, and I actually fucking love
so
it.
So we have a lot of men in here right now, and I just need this question.
There's actually almost as many as men as there are women.
Well,
there's more men than there are women.
Yeah, there's a lot of dicks in this household.
Are you assuming
so,
anything here?
I need a question answered, y'all.
All right, let's hear it.
So when you're getting a blowjob...
Yes.
Quicker, Carly. Everybody's getting hard in the house.
Okay, so would you rather the focus on the tip or like deep throating?
The tip. I'm not even a dude and I know the answer is the tip.
The ball.
Actually, there's that piece of skin on the shaft right under the head that's kind of.
We're not
talking
about uncircumcised guys.
I'm talking about fucking circumcised guys.
Uncircumcised.
I don't talk about uncut dick ever if I don't.
She is scared.
She's scared
away
of it.
From the uncircumcised bitch.
It's not that I'm scared. I'm fucking PTSD traumatized.
That makeup, girl.
So listen, right beneath the head on the shaft, there's a piece of skin that's really taut.
Yeah,
when the dick
one.
Is hard. Yeah, have your girl like in her mouth, like flick her tongue. Fast on that piece of skin while she's sucking your dick. That little, you know, you all know what I'm. If you all have dicks,
that taut.
You know this taut piece of skin I'm talking about.
Would you describe it taut?
I'm Jehovah's Witness, so I'm not really sure what we're talking about. But I'll take your word for it.
You probably sucked Jorge's dick. Okay, occasionally.
Diane, can you show me on this baby doll right here where you're talking about
the tongue action? Okay, because sometimes
are you talking about your baby dick?
The reason I asked this.
Very well could be.
The reason I ask this is I feel like a lot of people put into like effect of
the whole gargling.
Throating, like suck it down type of thing.
Do you
but
guys really,
really
get off on that like noise that they make?
I don't do that.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
like Bobby that. Does.
Yeah, Bobby likes it.
Bobby thinks he's basic. That's why he gets off on that.
I like my shitter.
Do you think? Okay, so the noise.
What? You're talking about getting your asshole eaten.
I had Carly do that for me this week because.
Eat your ass.
No. Eat Bobby's
Carly,
asshole.
I need a favor.
I went in on Bobby's asshole.
That's why her lips look the way they do right now.
I bought them for the team.
Yes, Carly, I need a favor.
So your asshole might have mono after that, so.
Don't go anywhere near your
ass. So for anyone that can't see fucking Carly, her lips look like she sucked them inside of an asshole and puckered really, like, deep and hard against
like,
the
let's
inside
just talk about
of the asshole.
They look this way because of you.
All right, so
was it
everybody
asshole?
Knows that, like, everybody knows that Kylie Jenner lip trend where they were, like, sucking in, like, a cup
a
or, like, a bottle
with
or
suction.
Something.
I just did it on the right side.
It literally looks like half of Carly's mouth looks like that
did
right
you
now.
Do that? Is that what that?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Oh, I was about to say, is that what that
wow,
is?
Wow, Errol.
Errol actually literally thought this was happening.
Anyway, all right, fuck this. I'm sorry okay. we went on this tangent. It's my fault, whatever.
Okay. Wow, yeah, what just happened for here? The past literally
like 10 minutes? It's much. Fine. All right, anyway.
Well, let's get into our picks from last week. The boys are going to take a break for a second. And let
yeah, you guys re-guzzle and get us re-guzzle. Some alcohol.
Right. All right, so how did, Carly, did you, oh, well, actually, both of your players that you picked are still not played yet. Yeah. Are still not played yet.
Dude. You do this all the time. Anyway, yeah, no, I have no input yet because neither of my motherfuckers have played yet. So.
One of mine played. Devontae Parker. I know I always talk about
how'd he go?
Him.
Diane, both of yours played.
How'd he
just
go?
Not uh-huh. only one of them did well, right?
How'd he got 12.1.
All right.
That's average.
That's a good way to say
it. Yeah, that's average. Okay, so Josh Lambeau also, he got 9 points. So for a kicker, that's pretty fucking good.
Did he get 9? I had him at 4.
It was 9.
I probably just didn't look at it last.
All right, so Tanya, who's did any of your players do really well?
As I'm usual. Sure. Yes.
As usual.
Yes, Sam Darnold, I said for the Jets, 28.5 points.
Damn. Piss off, mate.
What the hell?
Huh?
What did you say?
I said piss off, mate.
Did you say piss
mate? Off, mate?
Piss off, mate. Yeah,
piss off, mate.
One piss off, mate.
Okay. And then for my defense, I mean, the Browns, they played Miami, they got 10. And then the Lions got 9. So.
All right. Again.
Well, suck a dick.
I know.
Piss off, mate.
Piss off, mate.
All right. So, Bobby, I'm curious. I feel like you're always pretty up to date on the drama. You have some drama for us?
He's got a lot of drama in that briefcase. Let's hear what he's got for us this week.
You know, I'm not
what really,
I'm not sure because we were driving around between restaurants every time the game was on, so I'm not quite sure if I have any too much drama today.
Well, you guys saw that Mason Rudolph got sat this week, right?
Well, he got dude. Sat because he sucks cock.
Exactly.
Well, that's ass. Drama.
Is that drama?
Sucks
or is that
with his ass.
Yeah, him and Mason Rudolph and you have something in common, Carl.
And I would like to say that Bobby got, we actually were on another podcast earlier
randomly
at a random bar, and Bobby was put on the spot, and I'm very proud of the way you handled yourself.
Yeah, the guy threw me
you
into
were
this
fucking
like
getting
tough decision.
Yeah,
but, yeah, because I mean I'm always a Bucks
questions.
Fan. I'm always a Bucks fan, like first. But the problem is the Bucks
as he's
have
wearing
been
a
awful.
Tom Brady jersey.
Yeah,
by
the yeah, Bucks are awful, as we all know. So I wear my Tom Brady jersey because it was a tough game today against the Cowboys. So this guy's like nailing me with like figures and numbers. I'm like, look, bro, I've been a Bucks fan since I was born. They fucking suck cock with their ass with Jameis Winston.
You said it?
Yeah, you did say it.
Oh, what?
Fuck, the B word.
The B word.
Shit.
No, I didn't. I said what?
Anyway, so it's like, look, dude, I'm just going to say this. Draft a QB out of college, first round. Jameis for another year. Let him groom. Let the good.
Yeah, this guy was like trying to suck
Jameis' like, dude,
dick.
The guy
yeah,
is like
all about
if he
him.
Has an O-line, yeah, he's like 8-8 at best. Is that like
no.
what you want? No.
But no, that's what
I
think Josh that's what we were talking about. We were talking about like
this,
you know,
fault,
that guy,
though.
Like some players are only going to be so
well, they
they're
are.
Only going to get to that level. And that's what Jameis is. It is what it is. Bucks fans need to face that. Like
yeah.
he's only going to get to that. He's only going to be that good.
He's like, oh, he doesn't have a running game. He doesn't have an O-line. Yeah. A lot of teams don't have that shit, but they're still like positive because
all I'm saying is not everyone can have Lamar Jackson.
There's only so much
oh
prayer hoping you can do with a quarterback before you start to realize.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're
agreed.
Not going to
yeah.
be your guy.
Agreed. Yes.
Thanks,
it's been
guys.
5 fucking years. 5 years we've had him.
Five
oh,
freaking
literally
years.
Since
oh.
I've moved here.
Thanks, guys. That was some good input.
Sorry.
I loved
I
it.
I went off a tangent.
No, I'm just,
that,
no, I'm
well,
saying that,
I think that was my
he was
fault
literally
that he got
getting
pulled
grilled.
In because
and he
I
was getting grilled.
Well, because I have my Bucks hat on like I do pretty much every Sunday, and so they asked me how long I've been a Bucks fan, and I essentially said since I started dating my boyfriend because I really didn't care about football before I started dating Bobby. And so I was like saying how I am a Bucks fan, but Bobby is like more of a Bucks fan, even though he's wearing a Patriots Brady jersey right now.
I just want to suck Tom's dick. Is there anything
that's
wrong with that?
All he
there's
wants.
Literally
like,
nothing wrong with
that.
You're
going to
have to fight
suck his dick with your
dude,
asshole.
Dude, that movie
yeah.
was
whatever
Ted
Tom,
two,
whatever
Tom wants.
Yeah. yeah. Whatever whole Tom
well,
wants, Tom gets.
I was going to say that to him, but it seemed like a very friendly or family friendly
I walked up there and I was like, shit,
I said, so excuse me, man.
And
I was like, what the fuck's the problem, sir?
Excuse me, ma'am. We're Facebook Live-ing to 37 families across North America. Will you please
yeah.
fuck off?
Well, what if they listen to this shit? We can't, like, talk shit about them.
We're not. We're going to be on there next Sunday.
So look for us.
What was their name?
What were they called?
I don't even know what they were called.
Yeah,
Sportsnet.
Sportsnet. Sports
from the suburbs.
Bucksfans at Bergs.com. Yeah,
but... No, I was supposed to actually say their catchline, and I totally fucked it up, and I was like...
Anyway, basically, there's no drama this week.
Yeah.
Well, there's I have a couple updates. Okay, I have a question, though, for the guys that weren't here last week. What did you think about the Colin Kaepernick thing? Did you think it was, like, a PR stunt, or did you think that it was, like, legit?
I think this guy is just... He's hurting himself. The NFL wants to put you on and put a show on, put your show on. Just
literally
do it.
No teams.
Just let them do it.
Instead, anything
because
about
of
it
some
afterwards.
Recording, whatever thing they had him sign, he decides not to do it and go to some high school and do it. It's like, just do it, man. You got the
do
NFL.
What?
It. Their official. He had his whole practice.
Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah, his whole night.
Shia LaBeouf action.
I mean, and he's Nike's, like, you know, sponsor.
Just do it!
Nike! Yeah, I think he's just shooting himself
Whatever.
In the foot.
I don't know. I feel like he's being an idiot.
Yeah,
so I read an article today.
Zero teams came after him after that workout. And now he's tried to do another one. And I'm like, dude, just fucking give up, honestly. It's not going to work. But also...
I'd rather have him than Jameis, honestly.
Actually,
I think Bobby was my
choice.
No, you did say that.
I feel secretly
actually,
hoping that
he won't steal buttered crab legs from Publix.
Oh my god.
I'm like Jameis.
Is that going?
They're trying to figure Uber drivers while he's at it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love buttered crab legs.
So does Jameis.
That's why he throws some interceptions.
That's the one thing Jameis and I have
in his Uber driver.
That's the one thing Jameis and I have in common.
All right. So I have a kind of like an update on the Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph thing.
Fuck you. I'm great at throwing a football.
Actually.
She actually is pretty good.
She throws a meat spiral right now.
I can throw a football.
I'll
I think we can all throw a football.
He's baby hands.
2 more minutes.
Yeah, and we have fucking fake nails on, so.
It's okay. That's a subject. It's so hard to throw a fucking football with like long ass nails,
yeah.
I will say.
That's the end of that.
Yeah, that's the end of the subject. Okay. The Browns versus the Steelers. Myles Garrett is now accusing Rudolph of using a racial slur.
Uh-oh.
And that is what caused him to pull his helmet
Can't
off.
Can't do that in 2019, folks.
Wait a second. Wait. Did you guys see?
I want to see what comes of that.
There's
nothing,
a video.
Literally nothing. Because there's everybody, like, there was
even
at least
Browns
12 guys around them
that
and said
they didn't
that,
hear
exactly.
anything about a racial slur
yeah,
when they first came back into the locker room.
Yeah.
And the fact that we heard about this 6 days after the incident for the first time seems a little
sketchy.
Yeah, and they were saying they replayed
That's
all
like
the videotape and you can see his mouth. He's not like,
yeah.
He's not saying anything.
His own teammates said that they didn't
What's
hear
he not saying,
it.
Josh? What word is he not saying?
Oh my God.
You know, whatever Myles Garrett interprets as racial. He's not saying it.
Listen, if you're saying it,
Good
you get
call.
Fined $15,000. So, you know, I'm sure he didn't want to lose money. So
I think Miles, I think what's his name, got fined $50,000. Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
He got fined $50,000.
Was it 50 or 15?
50.
I thought it was 50, yeah.
Which is like fucking a quarter of his paycheck, honestly.
Guys.
He got,
did
he
you
got
not
fined.
See the video of the Browns, fans tailgating today.
Dude, with the
pinata. A fucking pinata of Mason Rudolph, and they were blindfolded with a fucking
Steelers
helmet trying to hit the Mason Rudolph.
The pinata.
Whoa, that's
how fucked up is that?
That's
I don't know if I should be mad or impressed.
That's embarrassing.
Do the Browns fans have anything
Ratchet.
Going for them besides pinatas?
No.
Yeah, honestly, to be bullies, that's like all they have going for them.
OBJ finally had a good game. They got that going for them.
Yes, and dude, the Browns
you
actually
say Antonio Brown
for me today.
No, and Chubb, and this is what was so
Chubb.
Funny on this like other podcast that we were on. They're like, who's your? They go, who's your best player? She goes, my biggest player is Chubb. They were just like,
I would say my biggest player right now is Chubb.
Yeah, and they were like, this is supposed to be family oriented, but
the one guy's like, well, I mean, I was.
He's like, I'm hard. That's it. Suck my dick, please,
Whatever.
And then we can get back to it.
They just saw my makeup and were
yeah.
Like,
keep in mind,
my dick.
Yeah, like, this girl fucked.
They were on a
and they made us
video
put a,
podcast.
Yeah, they made us go on their podcast with their fucking dip smear, dick smear,
dick smear,
dick smeared mouth, our anal smear lipstick.
I didn't mean for it to be like that.
What is Jordan doing?
This whole part's gonna yell at
you. What is Jorge doing to you?
Hey!
Look, both hands are above the table.
Jorge, show your hand.
Everything
you're
else.
Off, show those hands.
I'm petting your dog.
He's like, hey, Bobby.
I'm petting
your
dog.
Are we ready to move on to the waiver picks for this
week? Yes, we are.
Can we just say that it's like, I mean, fantasy football is almost over.
Yeah. It's almost over. It's about to be a playoff season.
Who's in the playoffs, bitches?
Playoff season.
Diane's in the playoffs.
Bobby's in the playoffs.
Bobby wasn't going to be on this podcast tonight if he lost the game against
Christian. I would literally be fucking jerking myself off of my bathroom floor right now, probably. I really would be
crying himself.
Jordan isn't even surprised. He's just like, nodding, like, yes,
I'm staring into his eyes. I'm seeing what he's saying. I'm relating to it. And I'm just shaking my head, yes.
He's like, by some fucking strange reason, I'm not sure.
I've heard much worse,
and I've seen much worse.
I just want to win because I don't want to be last.
Carly's actually trying to not be last.
Is Melissa getting the queef this year?
It's possible.
I think she's getting the shirt, the loser shirt, the queef shirt.
It's going to say Arby's number 4.
Last. The roast beef curtains.
The wizard sleeve.
Arby's number 4 large.
Arby's number 4 large, please. Extra beef on those curtains.
Nothing wrong with a little extra beef.
Don't need
extra beef on
the
curtains.
Whenever she runs past, you can hear the whistle through her ass.
Oh my gosh.
And we're back.
We can all relate to those.
How do we keep going on these tangents?
Wait, I'm not trying to be rude, but we can't all relate to that, Bobby.
Let's get our picks.
Carly, who are you picking?
So, Carly, who's your running back this week?
Benny Snell Jr.
From the Steelers. All right.
Yeah. I just like his name, honestly.
Snell.
We definitely have
Snell Isle here.
I'm saying, why is she picking him?
Well, we definitely referenced him before. It's been a while.
It was like definitely like a month ago that I referenced
him. Tanya makes it known that she referenced him.
Well, it's been a while. I mean, honestly, I am just grasping for straws here, but they're playing the Browns this week, so I think he's a decent pickup. Their matchup is always very, very good, so I think he'll get a lot more looks this time. But we'll see.
All right. And Bobby, you had another running back for us.
Yeah, I got one.
Go for it.
Jonathan Williams for the Colts. So Marlon Mack had a hand fracture. So he got 26 carries for 104 yards and a touchdown. 100% would pick him up if you can. Play him until Marlon Mack gets back. And then
what's
just
his name again?
Jonathan Williams.
He's
been really good. So
Marlon Mack supposed to be out for like a while.
Yeah, he fractured his hands. It's probably gonna be until postseason.
I would roll him into your championship.
He had a really good game. Actually.
No, he had two good games. He had two really good games in a row. So go for him.
All right, so we'll go to wide receivers. I'm gonna say AJ Brown for the Tennessee Titans. I feel like the Titans are stepping up. Tannehill is looking really good. AJ Brown had a really good
game. Exploding.
Yeah, 21.5. And the Titans play the Colts next week, so I think that's going to be a really good matchup.
Did somebody else have a
one? Yeah, Josh has one.
Yeah, he had one.
Obviously.
This guy, James Washington for the Steelers. So Juju's been kind of in and out. He's out this week, but yeah. But then also teams are kind of like double covering because he's their only.
What are you saying?
He's their only good receiver right now, but James Washington's been stepping up, so he had a good game. Today, 17.3 points.
That's decent for a win.
Yeah. So if you have a guy, and he's only 21% owned, which is really low. So go grab him if you.
Yeah.
If you need a receiver, yeah.
Go grab him. Good one.
All right. So quarterback.
Well, I actually picked Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, nice. he's looking good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, they played the Jags this week, and he got fucking 32.7 points.
Whoa!
So, and like Diane said, they're playing the Colts next week. So, I mean, it's a good matchup.
I think the Titans are starting to.
They're stepping up. I think Tannehill like put a little pep in their step.
Okay, so
I'm strictly here for the missionary position. And I heard there was an orgy, so
I thought we were getting paid in orgies.
I'm just here for comedic relief, so
that orgy can start.
I'm not going to give him misinformation.
I have a legit question about Tannehill. Like, so
he's good. I like him.
I do too.
I like him a lot.
He's like just like the new and upcoming bro on
Wow.
Carly, I thought you were going to get to a podcast.
Wait, Carly has
that
too?
Actually, I never said it.
You're going to have to suck every dude's dick on the podcast. Holy shit.
So it's a three-way tie right now.
And Bobby,
that Jaws four-way. Oh, four-way. I'm tired. Love it.
Four-way's high right now.
That's your favorite.
It already is juicy after last night.
I think I don't say that word anymore.
But
which word?
So
you just said it, like asshole.
Five-way tie.
It just like six? Makes me think. Like I feel like any time a team like throws in a new quarterback, it's like a whole.
You're right. There is a whole like a new and upcoming quarterback coming in. They like are high on like the new hype and everything, and then they're like killing it. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick isn't a great example because he was not new by any means, but he was a backup quarterback. So yeah. He was getting his chance to play, and he killed it last year for the Bucks for like a few games, and then he stopped.
Oh, yeah.
Minshew kind of did the same thing. He wasn't.
Mayfield.
Carly, do you have a tight booty hole for us?
I have my own tight booty hole, but I also have a tight booty hole.
I don't know how tight your booty hole is.
I want to hear about Jordan's tight booty hole.
It is no longer tight. I had some Indian food earlier today. Oh my God. It stretched me out real good.
It wasn't Bobby?
No. Well, that came afterwards. That was the warm-up.
Beforehand, he got you warmed up.
No wonder my dick's so hot right now.
I'm going to give it a few days before I actually touch that thing again. A
little Indian and Pakistani food.
Eggs.
How the hell did you get that around here?
Up on Waters. Brand new place just opened.
Let's make a plug for them right here.
Okay.
What's it called?
It's called Sock.
Sock?
It's literally called Sock?
Not with an S. It's with a Z.
Zock.
Oh, I was going to say not with an O. It's with an A, but okay.
But yes, some really good halal food on Waters.
Halal.
So, guess we'll have to check it out. I love Indian food, to be honest.
You do?
Carly likes anything that's going to spice up her asshole.
Anything's going to get Carly's bowels moving because she's always
fucking blogged. If you're ever towards USF, go to Biryani House.
I love Tampa.
Some amazing Indian food. Or if you're on...
Isn't there like a gas station?
Don't they massage you when you go to those restaurants?
No.
Yeah. If you pay for,
I don't know what restaurants
you get the Robert Kraft special,
They ask you if you want a little...
The Robert Kraft special will get you a massage, maybe. Trust me, I always order that.
Yes, I'll have the bang bang shrimp.
I always thought you went to an Indian restaurant, they rubbed you while you ate. I don't know why.
Can I get the bang bang shrimp with the Robert Kraft at the end, please?
Oh my God.
I don't know why.
All right, let's actually talk about the tight booty holes
here,
Carly.
Anyway, my fucking tight end this week is Caden Smith on the Giants.
Ooh, I love it.
They're playing Green Bay next week. I mean, I'm not...
San Francisco's looking good against Green Bay right now.
Well, I'm not sure.
That's San Francisco.
Oh, I'm not sure if Ingram's going to be back. So if he is, then
he's pissing me the fuck off.
Yeah. But, I mean, Caden Smith...
Jordan just
Caden Smith did very well this week, so even if Engram's back, maybe next week.
Who?
Like if he's
Ingram.
If Engram's back, then probably I don't know if I would pick him up, but if he's not, highly suggest
it's
it.
Not looking like
and you had another one too that you wanted to give us.
Oh yeah, Griffin on the Jets. They're playing Cincinnati.
Yeah, and the Bengals have become the new Dolphins.
Honestly.
Anyone that's playing the fucking Bengals is an automatic. All right.
Well, that brings me into the damn defense because I picked the Jets for next week again. Every time I say the Jets, they do really well. They just got 17 points against Oakland today, and they're playing the Bengals next week, who are the new Miami Dolphins.
That's what I just said.
I know, but I'm reiterating what you said. But in case you're wondering who's playing the Miami Dolphins next week, it is the Eagles. They're probably well owned though. I didn't really check, but I always say who's playing Miami, just so everybody knows.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna go to kicker. I have Chase McLaughlin. I'm pretty sure I said him once before because I know Tanya said that she hates the Sarah McLaughlin commercial.
No, stop it, Carly.
But I like him. He's been looking pretty good. Gould, however you say his name, is inactive with a hip and
Gould.
Yeah, with a hip injury.
Like
so
Robbie Gould.
Yeah,
but Gould.
I pick him up.
All right, Carly.
You mean like Gould, but with a D?
Like Ghost.
All right, you had one for us too.
I do, ladies and gentlemen. Is your team out of playoff contention?
Yes.
Then you should pick up Adam Vinatieri just for the shit.
Oh my God.
Yes.
He's guaranteed to miss a kick. And it'll really spice up your love life in the bedroom.
Well,
what a pitch.
Actually,
that was a good one.
I'm
very
good
at sales.
Am I in sales? No.
You should be.
I am in graphic design.
I'm slightly rock hard.
He's in a marketing company. It's the same thing.
Slightly rock hard. Well, now it's not even a thing.
And I can also read 50 Shades of Grey if you want me to.
You have.
Oh, I'm going to vomit.
You sound like Jorge right there.
Three quarters, I chub. Said. Three quarter chub.
We got chub over here.
I'm half
three,
staff.
You're three quarter chub.
I'm half staff.
Half staff.
Decent.
Got it.
All right. So I think Bobby has a whiner of the week for us this week.
Yeah, I got a whiner. His name's Joshua, and I fucked him in fantasy football this week.
Oh, fuck off.
And here's the thing. So, in our fantasy football podcast, not that you guys give a absolute
in
fuck at all.
In our podcast or in our league?
Well, in our league. We are, Josh and I were vying for fourth place to decide who was going to get fucked by the first place guy. And I decided to win this week. So, I beat Josh, and therefore Josh is the winner of the week. I beat him by about 75 points. It wasn't close. And
are all your players done?
Yeah, I got 155 this week.
Damn.
And Josh is projected 85.
Oh, poor Joshy.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. It's like,
I'm not lying about anything.
The one week where it comes down to it actually matters.
Yeah, this
and
is the pivotal week. Josh had about five people on bye, and Josh just got fucked.
Yeah.
So
simple as that.
Yeah, and now I'm going to get fucked by Jeff. It's just how it is.
Honestly, yeah, and Jeff is like, oh, I had a shit week. I'm like, please fuck off.
Well, for
you're
the record,
every
I
week.
Could potentially fuck Jeff in the ass. It's maybe. Just a matter of...
I'm like, try having Joe Mixon as your RB1,
if it means anything.
Try having Saquon Barkley as your RB1 in your first round fucking pick.
Try having fucking Antonio Brown in...
Look, that was your own fucking mistake there.
You should have known he was a fucking shady bitch.
Well... He was good.
He's
until
he was
sexually assaulted that lady.
Yeah.
And then he got fucked.
And until he was like a cocky asshole.
Okay. Well. Okay. He was not good.
He was.
He was a bad person in every way.
He was never amazing.
I did see some. I forgot which team it was, but there's like I think it's the Eagles. Actually, they have like chants happening in their stadium saying to draft or like to pull Antonio Brown in.
Dude, if AB went to the Eagles, wow. Watch out.
Shit would light up.
Yeah.
Big week.
Because
shit would light up like Bobby's asshole.
As much of an egotistical maniac that he is, the guy is an animal.
Immensely talented. Yes.
Immensely talented, yeah.
Very fast. His feet go left and right repeatedly.
Like, he runs.
Very quickly.
Are you talking about
he's
Lamar
best,
Jackson?
He's the best route runner in the NFL, only hands down.
I mean, Lamar Jackson is technically a running back, too, so. Yeah.
Lamar Jackson's
not bad for a running back.
He's everything in life.
He's everything
sounds.
I want.
He's everything I need.
Okay. Why do we always
start
singing on this podcast?
Inside of me that I wish I could be.
Inside of you.
I
want to be. I long to be. Inside of you.
What is happening? Yeah.
Great movie.
Sarah Marshall.
Yeah. Wait.
Can't
oh my
her.
God. I love that movie.
By the way.
Excellent movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Carly, where can they find us on the socials?
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Wine and Waivers.
YouTube.
Follow us.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. I mean...
Brazzers, Reality Kings, Uges. Come Fiesta.
Oh, my God.
Wow. No, we are on the toilet.
You say cucumber?
No, Come Fiesta.
Oh,
they're going to start looking for Wine and Waivers on Pornhub.
No, I mean, if you guys actually want to
be honestly should just go there. We'd probably get more attention.
No.
Three girls talk about fantasy football.
10-minute videos.
We should throw that up.
They're all high quality.
Find us at Wine and Waivers
on
Pornhub.
I'm not together. YouPorn.
YouPorn's the better one.
Yeah.
BEEG.com. High quality videos, 10 minutes each. You can pick where you want to jerk, and that's
it. I'm confused as to what is going on.
I feel like Errol is well versed in this fucking.
He is.
Errol knows
and
every single
porn.
Listen, I've been professionally jerking for 14 years now. I've seen every site come and go, no
Errol,
pun intended.
And he's come and gone.
Name 20 porn stars right now. Go.
Should I actually?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Asa Akira. Ashlyn Gray. Wait, no, that's not a real one. It probably is a real one.
Probably.
Sasha Gray is what I meant. Jaden James, a classic. Amy Reed, a classic.
Wait, Bobby's got
Bobby,
seven.
How do
you
have
four?
How do you have six of them?
Everybody else has
their
four.
Their porn stars to get their pussy in their ass, so that's six.
Mia Malkova, we got Mia Khalifa,
Alexis Texas.
Oh, classic. Alexis Texas, Rachel Starr, Rachel Rocks,
Ava Lovia.
This is impressive.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic. Ava
We're at 10.
One.
I didn't know people actually had names on porn.
Yeah, they got names.
I thought they were just people like you and I Lexington that just put videos up there.
That's a classic.
That's a dude. Yeah.
That is a dude.
You can do dude.
Dude.
We need 5 more, old. Come on.
Okay, all right.
No, you need 10 more.
Riley Reed.
Riley Reed.
he's like, let me chime in.
Madison. Oh, wait, no, it's not Madison. I guess Madison
Scott. Another dude.
Whitney Westbrook. Or West
Gate. That is a good one.
You could literally say, like,
start saying
Hannah,
I feel like you guys can name more dudes than girls.
Dillian Harper.
Dillian?
Bobby, start naming the guys.
Diane Baxter. Tony Ross.
I'm like,
Joshua Grove.
How many do we have? Are we at 14?
Robert Punzak.
Yeah, and soon to be
Harold, whatever the fuck your last name is.
I would love to be a porn star.
I feel like that's your calling.
I'm blown away.
You could just do the set.
I'm just impressed at the amount of names that you actually know.
I want to hear how many guys. Jenna Jameson.
She's old.
That girl's like my dad. My daddy jerks off to Jenna Jameson.
That's like Pamela Anderson.
So the Pamela Anderson actually.
I only know the classics. I didn't know the new ones had names.
Nicole Aniston.
That's Jennifer Aniston.
Nicole Aniston is a babe.
Show me.
You want to see her the inside of her asshole?
I want to see her pussy.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, turn on.
While we look that up, cheers to this week, and
thanks to our guests for coming on.
Thanks,
so glad to have you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Now chug your wine and work those waivers.
Welcome, baby.
Is the porn star thing staying in?
Yes,
absolutely.
Oh no. Oh, whatever.
Oh yes.